Today is Monday, the 30th of September, the Feast of St. Jerome in the 26th week of Ordinary Time. One Hope Project sings Abba Father. Today's reading is from the Book of Job. Today is the Feast of St. Jerome. Jerome's dedication to Scripture reminds us of the importance of engaging deeply with God's Word. As we listen to today's reading from the Book of Job, let us consider how the words of Scripture speak to our hearts and minds today.
One day the heavenly beings came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. The Lord said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" Satan answered the Lord, "From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking up and down on it." The Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil."
We begin in a place imagined by writers, artists, and poets, and a conversation turned to just one earthly man. How do you imagine this place filled with the heavenly host? How does it feel to be in the presence of the Lord, watching this conversation take place?
Then Satan answered the Lord, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not put a fence around him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But stretch out your hand now and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face." The Lord said to Satan, "Very well, all that he has is in your power, only do not stretch out your hand against him, So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord.
Blessings and curses. How does this interplay and the resulting agreement to test Job speak to you? And here we meet Job. Perhaps you already have a sense of his character, his nature.
One day, when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in the eldest brother's house, a messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were ploughing and the donkeys were feeding beside them, and the Sabaeans fell on them and carried them off and killed the servants with the edge of the sword. I alone have escaped to tell you."
Imagine the first messenger, perhaps knowing that Job seems to live a favoured life, bringing such news. Sense the emotion and the change of atmosphere within the room. And then there is more.
While he was still speaking, another came and said, "The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants, and consumed them. I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another came and said, "The Chaldeans formed three columns, made a raid on the camels and carried them off, and killed the servants with the edge of the sword. I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another came and said, "Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house, and suddenly a great wind came across the desert, struck the four corners of the house, and it fell on the young people, and they are dead. I alone have escaped to tell you."
Recall moments of difficulty or suffering you have experienced. How did you respond?
Then Job arose, tore his robe, shaved his head, and fell on the ground and worshipped. He said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord."
Reflect here on your own feelings and reactions during challenging times. Did you find any consolation or hope? Even in the midst of suffering, were there times where you felt God's grace or strength?
In all this, Job did not sin or charge God with wrongdoing.
take a moment to seek God's help to grow in faith and trust? How might you deepen your reliance on God's providence, drawing inspiration from Job's example? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.